Blog Talk Radio.
I know why you're here. You want to test out how good my cook is?
Oh, I've come here, and I need your help. Your steel dogs, you still have them?
What for?
Because they have guns that kill up to 100 yards. Very powerful.
My darts can beat a pistol?
You want to help or not?
This is it. Live and direct. We got to connect. We gon' ride. This is it. No question, sensational dog. No doubt it's superb. Spoken words, flame, thrown with perfection. Split when he talks, simplistic, stay exquisite. Tiger palm, smack ground, one man down. Got a few that I kill right now. Bring his crown back for proof in one tooth. The truth in this weird deer. Any man to steer down the eye of the barrel like a needle to the camel. You will never enter, enough ammo. Shallow finger jab, stab the man running. Deadly soul delivery, stunning poetry for the masses. Sour liquid gases gather to a bomb explosion. Song eruption, front no prolonged. Lay on, I get you swung on. Long barrel spinning rims on something foreign. Semiolo flow spin 45 in the left grip. Right hold the mic tight, strike with the force of mic when I'm speaking.
Straight from the Hall of Justice. Hummers, dirty bombs, black beaters, black reef and jar. We fly militants, brilliant thinkers, tanks. Yo, pull it together while we guzzle these drinks. We on veterans, holding up swords, driving out over males, breaking down Sicily, Yale. We seen the drama, drawing these heaters on cheetahs, shooting at bushes, popping up domes. For weight,
right.
We wild style gorillas, fly apes, caught in botanical gardens, trying to get back to the states. The harder they come, the harder we spray. We coming back in jet lids, flying through the tri-barrel today. What's really good? Live niggas go up inside niggas, mad bullets sit in your hood. We titanium vets with jet fuel, vision and biz. We orchestrated like no other word than mother.
But why'd you have to ask me? There aren't many experts.
I know you, you're my brother. Also, your darts are pretty formidable.
I must admit, as fast as the speed of light.
Yo, I rock a black mask, homemade bottle of boost. Tony's moonshot is miracle herbs and averaging roots. Blow suit, slap A&R, temperature jaw. Have you topping off your body parts like this was saw. Cut raw, got the fish scale flooding the streets. The master killers blowing girders out of crystal sheets. Slave beats, it's the verbal boss. Wu-Tang Holocaust. Fuck around, leave you with a mouth full of murder sauce. Broken, hanging off the torso, one nail. I'm tough meat, that chicken bones is looking real frail. I'm heavy, my 70 savvy got suicide doors. My wrist chunked up with pretty rocks with no flaws. Guns stay barking like pit bulls fighting, it's frightening. How Iron Man ricochet lightning, barbing weed, duck and squeeze. Way I can't pop holes in the kids. How?
It's what it is.
I hope you got yourself a gun. I hope you got yourself a gun. I hope you got yourself a gun. Fully loaded and ready to lock and load on the enemy. Payback is now, cracker. Fucking you will be written in reality history. Fuck the pigs in blue. You call us savages, but the definition fits you. I scream no more pigs in the community every day. Killing my people with guns and tasers will end today. It's time for me to lock and load, so I hope you got yourself a gun. If not, cracker, you better run. Cause I'm busting on every devil in sight. Fuck that bullshit about two wrongs don't make it right. 50 shot ring the bell real loud, but he was unarmed. Y'all devils are real foul. All I need is one shot to the head, snake in power. The baby pig will disintegrate within the final hour. Call me crazy, I don't give a fuck. Killing is your nature, I'm just defending my people, so buck. The black woman is standing up. I done sat and watched you kill my babies, make black men less than men, turn my people against each other, lock us up unjustly in cages. It was you who killed Malcolm X. It was you who started the war in Rwanda. It was you who made AIDS. It was you who tricked us on getting on the ship called Jesus. It was you who murdered millions of Africans in the Middle Passage
and Katrina. It was you who cut African babies out of black women's bellies and crushed them. It was you who killed Lumumba. It was you who killed the MOVE members. It was you who started the East Coast-West Coast War. And your story of murdering, killing, and conspiring to divide a people continue to this day. Black people have been praying to Allah for years to kill the devil off the face of the earth. Yes, we think it daily, but the devil man has embedded this disease called fear in us, and most of us are scared to speak. That's why I commend Dr. Cavone for coming up with the one solution to exterminate a people that has caused mischief and bloodshed throughout this world. History has shown that you caused misery. I hope you got yourself a gun. I hope you got yourself a gun. I hope you got yourself a gun. If you don't, you better get one. Revolution is bloody, the tables are turned, cracker. This rebellious slave have went against her master. I learned this game from you. You've been teaching it since the beginning of your time. Like Malcolm say, I have the right to defend mine. The black woman is standing up, no nation can rise higher than me. Once I rid you off this earth, black people, yes, my people, will be free. Will be free.
This is, I ain't selling no crack, I spit facts, drop knowledge on wax, but this is, I keep it right and exact, stand on my square, be prepared to attack, but this is, ain't no devils or rats within my circle, I be keeping it black, but this is, yeah, this is, listen, yeah. For those who seem confused, let me give you the news. 100% black owned, they controlled by the Jews. Ain't controlled by the industry. I roll through your ministry like 110 of me, intimidating enemies. That money and that car stuff ain't really that impressive when you suffer than the broad cup. The genie told me get the cracker, so I got him. Then he gave me the revolver, then I shot him. Not a problem, Marcus Garvey with the flow. Aim is motion in the boots. The cracker slide detector even tell you I'm the truth. Stomping crackers out, I'm providing you with proof. When I step inside the studio with blood upon my boots. War on the horizon, ain't no treaties or no truce. Cause they still lynching brothers and the system is the noose. Sacrificial generation type of seeds we must produce. We'll go to war with the beast, restoring dignity and truth. This is, I ain't selling no crack, I spit facts, drop knowledge on wax, but this is, I keep it right and exact, stand on my square, be prepared to attack, but this is, ain't no devils or rats within my circle, I be keeping it black, but this is, yeah.
Yeah. A wise man once said, crackers are only good in the box. And I'm prepared to use my bare hands to dig out the plot. Cause my only notion of progress is when my spear rips flesh. Moving forward through this European's chest, yes. I'm all for my people moving forward, but no me digan latino, soy hijo de Zambagoa. The son of Anacaona and King Shaka. The feathered serpent, the return of Zapata with his white mace. Here to free E.D. Bakahubaba from this cancerous plague known as the white race. We all prisoners of war, so the protocol must be execute them all if you wanna see the devil fall. A Sifogo, Kamal Campone on a mic. Inspire riots with the poems out of sight. Cause I ain't a rapper, I'm a step towards freedom. A rebel born with bloody clenched fist for a reason. I'm a heat.
I ain't selling no crack, I spit facts, drop knowledge on wax, but this is, I keep it right and exact, stand on my square, be prepared to attack, but this is, ain't no devils or rats within my circle, I be keeping it black, but this is, yeah, this is, yeah. I love African people, love the African continent, display African genius, genetic African dominance. Take God before the Christian, prophets before Mohammedans, express the black pride within, or I will never rhyme again. Either you with us or at odds with us, nobody iller, this is a thriller, the devil versus Godzilla. A strong image, a long trigger, but short tempers. United front, we all killers while you scramble for the thriller. You get trampled by gorillas, it's the jungle, never fumble when we rumble with the Steelers. Phonies gonna crumble when they come around the realers. Cause brother Mbudisi said that warriors are healers. The warriors were fearless cause we tell them how to deal with this cracker. Just attack them cause the warrior is fearless. Dear white supremacy, my hand is on the pump. I'm about to BB to me putting crackers in the trunk. I ain't selling no crack, I spit facts, drop knowledge on wax, but this is, I keep it right and exact, stand on my square.
attack, but this is. Ain't no devils or rats within my circle, I be keeping it black, but this is. Yeah, this is.
Peace, 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 and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Black Survivor 2017 and Beyond, broadcasted live every Wednesday, 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the host and founder, the National Minister of Defense of Black Riders Liberation Party, my brother, your brother, Minister Kingston, Minister Bass. This is your brother, Knowledge Born and Law, standing in for the National Minister of Defense of Black Riders Liberation Party. That phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce to some and present to others our five-star general of the Black Riders Liberation Party, none other than our warrior scholar, five-star general, General Taco Wolverine Shakur. Black Power.
Black power, black power, all power to the people. Can you hear me out there?
Black power, sir, we hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Black power, all power to the people. This is General Taco calling out of Los Angeles, representing the Red Zone, Black Riders, New Generation, Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Much respect goes out to you once again, Knowledge Born, for giving us this platform, Caden, liberate the minds and the bodies of oppressed black people. Much respect and love goes out to our MOD, our Minister of Defense, King Samir, who's being held captive as a political prisoner. And we must liberate him by any means necessary. We pushing armed self-defense and armed struggle. We pushing an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, a head for a head, and a life for a life. We pushing revolution. We pushing liberation. Thing is to push theory and practice, books, hammers, nails, and guns. Theory and practice, books, hammers, nails, and guns. That's what we pushing to the fullest. The original founder of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Minister of Defense, Huey P. Newton, taught us the reason why the original Black Panther Party was the vanguard, the leadership of the struggle, not only in America, but on the planet, because they push theory and practice. They push books and guns. We must shake off the foolish, ignorant notion that in order to be cool, that in order to be hood, we got to be some dumb, ignorant niggas. We must shake off that foolish notion that comes from brainwashing, from white supremacy and capitalism. We must continuously educate ourselves and at the same time push them scraps, them gaps. Use them hammers and nails and saws to build. Simultaneously, we wiping shit out. That's the line, theory and practice. in order to be the vanguard, in order to be the front line, in order to be the leadership of the global revolution, we must push theory and practice. Study and action must go hand in hand together in order for us to be successful. We must understand that the vanguard is like Huey P. Newton said. It's like, and the vanguard represents the spear head and the shaft, which makes it so deadly, which is that much more bigger, is the shaft of the spear. The tip of the spear is very valuable. It is what pierces the enemy's armor and flesh. But it ain't shit without that shaft to balance it out, to drive it home to the heart, to destroy your enemy. This is why we must continuously be tied to the people. The vanguard is the small element, the sharp element, the most advanced detachment of the masses. We must never, ever separate the masses from our activity, from our thoughts. We must be in tune and as one with the masses in order for us to be successful. Even though we will lead it up, it is up to the masses primarily to push the revolutionary struggle, to push this woke to a whole nother level. But we, as Black Riders, the new generation Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, we must be the educated, advanced, trained warrior detachment from the masses. But we must constantly keep our fingers on the pulse in the minds of the masses. We must move with theory and practice at all times. We must study, and we must also sharpen up them blades. We must understand how the system, how fascism, white supremacy, and capitalism is set up so we can defeat this evil white dog, how we can destroy every vestige of his values, his culture, his institutions. We must understand how the system is put together so we can properly take it apart. We must understand the system of capitalism, their economic system, their scandalous, evil capitalism, which breeds individualism amongst the masses. While the demons at the top, they cooperate, they work together, but they inspire individualism, selfishness amongst the masses. Continual, we push a divide and conquer strategy. So we must defeat this with unification. We must understand that capitalism exists as a permanent war economy. It exists as a permanent war economy. As George Jackson teaches us, it is a cancer that must expand to live. Capitalism is a cancer that must expand to live. Capitalism, because it exists as a permanent war economy, must be always on the hunt, must be always on the search to kick off a war with a foreign nation, to kick off a takeover, to boost their economy, because it is based on a permanent war economy. Capitalism produces imperialistic wars of destruction on melanated people, primarily Africans on the planet, and it also kicks off a permanent war economy strategy on our people trapped here within America and the colonies to continually wage a war of genocide on us here trapped in America. We must understand that they have put rules and regulations in place to make sure that the black masses, our people, never ever achieve any true upward social economic mobility. There's no moving on up. There's no getting a good job and living life and good happiness on this plane within this system. There's no moving on up. They have continuously kept us at a caste level. Our skin color, being black, stops us from moving on up. We are the first fired and the last hired. They underemployed, unemployed, and underemployed broke. Then they push the crack. Then they push the dope. Then they push all the other evil social ills on our people with individualism, and we begin to prey on each other, aiding and abetting the genocidal war, all trying to survive. Because they keep us at the bottom. They keep us in the underclass, because it is a war that is being waged on us. We have been brainwashed to think that it is an American dream. But as Malcolm X taught us, it is nothing but an American nightmare for our people. Racist America built itself throwing us. Racist America broke every damn law on the penal code that they got today to establish America. It exists based on lawlessness. It is a falsehood of democracy, which is nothing but hypocrisy. They are guilty of rape, looting, kidnapping, robbery, and mass murder. We must shake off the notion that it was a bunch of pilgrims that came over here. It was a bunch of invaders who came in to colonize and destroy and put our people in absolute subjugation and slavery. Big families, white supremacy families from way back then and still to this day have total control of the rights of U.S. government. Big families like the Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Disneys, the DuPont, yes, and the Trumps and the Reagans, these demon dog families. They control the businesses, the corporations. These are the big businessmen, the demon dogs, who control the racist U.S. government, who send the brute beast police into our community to gun us down in cold blood. We must never get distracted by the front line of pigs who are sent in just to protect property and to push us into the prison industrial complex. In the last 20 to 30 years since the destruction of the original Black Panther Party for self-defense, since the 70s and the 80s, these big businessmen were inspired to send their businesses, their manufacturing plants, slaves and work for 10, 20, 30 cents an hour, making them Jordans, making all these manufactured artificial commodities that they bring back over here and sell us for high prices. They inspire the value of bourgeois aspirations so we can want to be nothing but consumers and dependent on a fascist system while they steadily wiping us out as a people, committing genocide. These are the bosses of the pigs. The Rothschilds, the Morgans, the Disneys, the DuPonts, the Trumps, and the Reagan family. These are the demon dogs who send the pigs in the hood to colonize and dominate. They work and conspire hand in hand, right along with the racist right to feel ashamed of our strong, powerful African history. They try to lock our history behind a slave curtain, making us feel that we were nothing but slaves historically, which is a falsehood. Our people built great advanced civilizations in Timbuktu and Kemet, all throughout Africa and the planet. But the demon dogs wants to hide that and confuse us and make us think that we exist to only serve them, to only work for them. So they conspire with the racist school teacher, with the pigs, in order to push a cradle school to prison pipeline. A cradle to school prison pipeline. Because when the demons push the flight of capital, these big businesses to third world countries, the racist U.S. government and the economy of capitalism began to fall. So to inspire these corporations to bring their businesses back into the community, and they decided to put them in the prison industrial complex because they have fake-ass laws on the street which stops them from paying 10, 20, 30 cents an hour to people on the street. So they put the 13th Amendment in the Constitution, which said that you can be put back into slavery if you commit a crime. Then they have a justification to put those businesses, to put those same jobs they would have to pay $10 an hour for inside of them prison. Now they're only paying us, after we commit a crime, put back into modern slavery, 10, 20, 30 cents an hour. They're making money. They're making big paper in our genocide, in the war against us. It's all based on profit. It all is based on the greed of the demon dog family, who exists as a monopoly, who exists as an oligarchy. Bullshit game monopoly. It was designed to make sure that only one or two people exist at the top, controlling everything, stopping anybody else from partaking in the business. We got to understand that, yes, we must support black businesses, but at the same time, we cannot buy our way out of slavery. It must be a fight. We must take our freedom. Malcolm X taught us revolution is based on bloodshed. We must never, ever forget that. This is the line we pushing as Black Riders, New Generation, Black Panther Party for self-defense. We must understand what's really going on. It's death to white supremacy, death to capitalism, death to imperialism, and death to fascism. All day, every day, even on a motherfucking Sunday. But that Black Riders like dope. That's all I wanted to say. Pass the mic to the other comrades. Black power, we are all power to the people.